Welcome to The Name Game. Workout number 135 is Not Nate. It is a 20-minute AMRAP, 2 strict ring muscle-ups, 4 wall-facing handstand push-ups, and 7 rushing kettlebell swings with a 70-pound kettlebell for males and 53 for females. A few notes on standards. First, the strict ring muscle-up. The athlete's toes must stay in front of the plane of the rings for the entirety of the rep. For the wall-facing handstand push-up, there is no requirement to wall walk into each rep to start a set. And for the rushing kettlebell swing, the athlete's hips and knees must be extended with the kettlebell at or above the shoulder level.
Who's this random dude in New York?
And we're off. Not Nate. Sam's demo on this one. I just really enjoy watching this back because the number of times, I'm really glad that he set up 2 different phones. We got 2 different camera angles because there's so many times where people walk in front of his camera just because of the amount of volume of foot traffic that comes through this gym.
Yeah, in New York City.
So he had 2. New York City.
Yeah,
you get 2 phones?
I assume they're phones.
What a consummate pro this guy is. Let me tell you.
Yeah. I mean, this is high production value here. We got 3 people, 2 phones.
Well, the last one, I hate to do this to you, Sam, but the last workout he filmed, we watched a black screen for a good portion of it because his phone fell over. So, he had nowhere to go but up from that one.
Yeah. So, for people who don't have strict ring muscle-ups, scale, you can do muscle-ups, kipping. And then from there, we'll probably just pick another challenging strict variation if you don't have a kipping ring muscle up, like a strict chest to bar, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's tough for you that's gonna not just be like you fly through it like it's a regular Metcon, because the idea is here that it's a bit of a bottleneck for you.
So with this workout day, you're super good at strict ring muscle up. So how would you go about pacing this workout?
I mean, I like what Sam's doing right now. You can tell it's a long time, right? 20 minutes is pretty long. It's easy to really get fatigued on this one, where it's like, whether you're good at ring muscle-ups or not, if you're doing them strict over that time period, you're going to get fatigued through those. And once you're done, it's kind of like rope climbs. Like, once you're done with those, like, it's hard to recover. So just like kind of pacing it. He's moving slowly, like methodically, not racing through it. It's a long time. And then you're going from that upper body movement to like those handstand push-ups. And was it deficit or was it?
No, regular wall-facing.
Just wall-facing?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I like the way he's moving. Like, it's not fast. It's not sprinty. Kind of finds a good, like during the test run, I would probably do like a set or two, kind of find a pace that seems like maintainable there and go with that. But yeah, with the ring muscle-ups, if you're pretty good at them, doing 2 at a time, like, you don't have to break them up if you're going at a good pace. But if that's something you struggle with, then that's where you would probably do like 1 and 1.
Yeah, if you can keep the false grip, it's almost like regular pull-ups, for example, where you can like, or even like maybe a dumbbell bench press or something is a good example, where it's like that first rep is often harder than the second rep. I feel like that's sometimes true in muscle-ups. If you can keep a deep false grip where you actually aren't feeling like you're falling off, like, you can kind of get a little stretch out of the bottom of the first one. And like, it's not a kip per se, but it's more like you get that stretch reflex out of, like, it's like, you know how you can almost kip a strict pull-up, but it's like a vertical kip. Let your arm like go up the end range, and then you can kind of pull it back down. And
yeah,
it's like still kind of kippy, but it's not like you're not moving forward and backwards like a regular bead kip.
Right. It's like that thing they always say with pull ups, where it's like, once you get your first one, then all the other ones, like, it'll shoot up a lot quicker. It's the same with ring muscle ups too. Like, you get that first one, I don't know if you remember, Ben, and then like, I feel like within a few weeks, it was like knocking out 3 to 5, and just going from there.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it also depends on your strength level too, but it's like, especially if you're someone who it's just like a matter of like developing a little bit of like that middle turnover strength where it's like that's really like your sticky point, then it's like you can blaze through a couple reps within a relatively short amount of time, because it's you can also carry a little bit more speed through your turnover.
Yeah, this is a good workout for Sam because he's got really good strict strength in both of those movements.
Yeah, I want to say in the coddle waddle workout, he did a weighted strict pull-up with like 136.
Yeah, look at those boulder shoulders my man's got going. No, but I feel like, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but in a workout like this, it's one of those where it's like, by the end of it, you're really not even breathing that heavy. It's just like pure like muscular fatigue. You know what I mean? Can I manage? Am I strong enough? And can my muscles handle the volume across 20 minutes?
By the way, that girl was just so impressed. That girl did her eyes off Sam the entire time as she was walking.
Whoa, baby.
No, but that's 100% true.
Better be careful. Like, does he have a girlfriend now?
I believe.
Yeah, so we better be careful.
So, going back to your point, I feel like, if this was a 20-minute AMRAP or strict ring muscle-ups, you probably, like, your score probably isn't that much different if you just look at your muscle-up reps. Like,
right.
It's the thing that's slowing you down, right? Where if it was, like, most other workouts, that's, like, never the case. But it's, like, this single thing is, like, it is the workout, really.
Yep. And I mean, the strict, wall facing handstand pushups could get hard. Like if you get really quick tricep fatigue between the dip and the ring muscle ups and the strict wall facing handstand pushups. Plus when your handstand pushups are wall facing, you get a little more chest involved than you do with a regular strict handstand pushup. So it's like, okay, is my turnover in my chest starting to get tired in my, between the ring muscle-ups and the handstand push-ups. So, and then you get the grip, right? So I know it's only 7 kettlebell swings, but you know, for most of us, we have to maintain like a really strong false grip to pull in that strict ring muscle-up. And over the course of, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds, right? You've now done a decent number of strict ring muscle-ups and a decent number of kettlebell swings. Like that grip starts to go. And maybe that second ring muscle up, your grip starts to slide, so you don't have as much of a false grip, and so that turnover can get real hard.
Yeah. Dave, when you fail a strict ring muscle up, or if you're going to do like a max set, like, do you feel like you can't pull high enough, or you start losing the false grip? Like, what goes?
It's usually at the top, so I'm able to get to my chest, and then the turnover.
The last bit of the turnover.
Yeah. Just say it's a mixture of like the pulling and then getting that turnover. But yeah, like Chris said, like that's definitely, I think, because, you know, at the top, your chest is stretching out with the strict rib muscle ups. And then with the wall facing, all that chest work, it'll probably get pretty fatiguing there too. I didn't consider that with the wall facing.
Yeah, with virtually everybody who does strict ring muscle ups, I'm sure there's some exceptions out there, but it's like the dip is the easy part, and it's just like a matter of like turning over and getting to that bottom position. Right. So
yeah,
the added fatigue from the wall facing handstand pushup is more about like almost like upper back and that affecting your pulling strength than it is about like your dip. Like, yes, it's going to make your dip more tired, but like for most people, that's probably not the thing that's slowing them down in the strict ring muscle.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I just noticed is how Sam's transitioning into the wall facing handstand pushup, you know, the cartwheel, right? If you have the space to do it, you got to do it, especially in a workout like this. Like imagine wall walking into your first rep, like you'd be shot, absolutely shot.
Yeah. The fact of like, you know, if you do 10 rounds of this, to do 10 extra wall walks, it's like,
yeah,
exhausting. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. And that added time under tension.
Yeah. And like, I would also say, like, if you're someone who then needs to break it, like 2 and 2 to 3 and 1, as you start to get fatigued, then it's like, it makes breaking it way less costly because you don't have to do that extra wall walk to get back up. It also makes it more costly for people who don't feel comfortable doing the cartwheel. Like, yeah, you're making yourself less competitive if you're not feeling comfortable getting up there and getting your hands positioned pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think those kettlebells too, it's like if someone's really efficient with kettlebell swings and like actually use the power from the hips, that's a like nice little break from everything there.
Yeah, then it really just becomes hanging on with the grip a little bit, and like you don't actually use the shoulders at all.
Yeah,
good point. What I like about what Sam does is like he does this. He clearly has a strategy about like how frequently he should be going on these rounds. You know, say he's going on like the 90 seconds or something like that. And you at least have like a ballpark idea of like, okay, maybe I could do a round every 2 minutes or 2:15 or something. And then you can adjust as you get into it and start, you actually feeling out the workout, what it's going to get like. But he'll do his muscle ups right basically into the handstand pushups and right into the swings. And then he sort of takes his rest. Where like the majority of the time that he's actually resting in this workout is right before the ring muscle up.
Yeah, and for him, I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, man, they're so fast. Like the wall facing handstand pushups are no problem for him.
Yeah, and that's like one of the things you'll like see about like even when Sam, I mean, I think he did like 42 or 44 unbroken strict handstand pushups, and it was just like flying through the first 25 to 30, like,
yeah.
And that's what the thing is, it's like pushups, right? If you do slow reps, they're way more costly than if you do fast reps,
for sure. But you have to have enough pop in your muscles to also go fast.
Yes. Yep. So obviously like you have to have the strength to be able to do that, but like literally he kicks up, he's doing faster than 2 seconds a rep to get through that and kicks back down. It's like, he's not even on his hands for 10 seconds. Whereas there's going to be other people who are going to be struggling, having to pause in between reps. They might have to wall walk when they go up there. It's going to be like, it could very easily be over double that to get through the same amount of reps.
Yeah.
But like generally, like that's what you want to try to do. Like even like a front squat and a workout, like you don't want it sitting on your chest for a long time. So like,
no,
get through the reps and like get out of tension again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, it makes sense too, because he's also, he's a guy who's pretty cerebral when it comes to game planning for his workouts. Like he's not a guy who's like, I'll just get into this and we'll see what happens. So for him to take an approach like that is definitely not surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can just see like the way he approaches the movements every time, like literally like where he's walking around the gym, how he's like tallying off each time the same way, like kicks up at the same spot. He's even like, as he's coming down, he like falls to a knee on the mat, very methodical, which allows you to kind of be it just helps your endurance.
Yeah.
Got a little movement screen going on in the background there. Maybe she's wearing it up, I don't know. One more thing on standards. And this is tough in workouts. And like maybe Sam went back and watched and like realized that some of these were probably no reps on the strict ring muscle ups because his feet swing back behind. Like he's doing a strict ring muscle up. If that was in training, who cares? Because like you're working on stuff. But it's like, and I realized this when I did that, demoed the caudal waddle workout with this 1RM strict pull up. I was like, whoa, I very clearly like kicked with my knees at the very last minute to try to get a little momentum. Like it's not that Sam can't do strict ring muscle ups that keep his feet in front of the plane of the rings. It's more so that like he didn't have someone there to no rep them. So you just kind of keep going through them. And maybe you didn't even realize it until you watched back the video that they're swinging back sometimes. So again, you just got to think about sometimes when you're doing, like there's sometimes we're in training where it's like, you're just trying to train and move it and improve the pattern. There's other times where it's like, hey, there's potential that this could come out in a qualifier or some type or a in-person competition where it's going to be standardized. So we have to think about even in training, like how can I make this up to like a standard, and sometimes like make it easier. Like I was saying, for like a almost keeping a strict like pull up, where if you like bounce off the end range, it gives you a little pop. You can think about things like that, where it's like, okay, and even in a strict ring muscle up, if I like lower straight out of the top and kind of get a little pop out of my like stretch out of my lats, it can kind of make it easier. And if I just leave my feet in front of the plane of the bar, I still meet the standard, so it's fine. So it's a little bit of like gamifying and figuring out just like what's the best way to do this while actually meeting a standard. How many rounds do you think you get it this day?
Oh, man. Honestly, I do want to test it out to see how, like, see what it feels like. Because I'd have to pace it out. How many sets is Sam on right now?
This random guy. What is
yeah,
he
who's
on?
This random dude in New York?
I don't know where he's at.
I wasn't counting. I just feel like he's going for like a million.
I don't know if you've been counting, but I did over 1,000.
I want to say that I told him 15 rounds, and I think he got like 15 plus one or something.
Yeah.
So let's look here.
I can tell you one thing before Day gets into what she would get. I can tell you I'd be significantly less than that in this workout.
I could tell you that most people would be significantly less. That's why I picked Sam to demo it, because we actually get to see multiple rounds.
Yeah.
So basically, he's going to be jumping up at 16 minutes here. So we'll see where he's at. But I'm pretty sure he holds to like 90 seconds a round. So it's just in front of the 16-minute mark.
Starting to get a little tired, though.
Yeah, their muscle ups are slowing down.
Are still blazing fast.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, fast.
I think that's where the limiting factor would be for me would be like the slowing down of the handstand pushups.
Good.
I feel like the first few sets would like look fine. And then once a few go in, like this can be like those, you know, those handstand pushups that it's like barely getting to that walkout and then just tumbling to the floor.
That is true. I mean, we obviously been talking a lot about the ring muscle up, as we should, but there's still a lot of people who wall facing strict handstand pushups are just really challenging.
So he actually went at like 50 seconds. He was under a minute there.
So that was less than a minute. Maybe I told him 20 rounds. I don't think I did.
Let's see what this one is. So when did he start that? 1650 roughly?
Yeah.
Dude, he's just so methodical right now. And 20 minutes is a long time, bro. What are you, nuts?
I mean, that's Nate. Nate is 20 minutes.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if it was in the 20 round range. Yeah. Just watching him go.
He basically treated it like an imam.
20 rounds, one rep.
20 rounds, one rep?
Yeah. So it is an imam. I lied. I thought it was, I told him every 90 seconds. I told him, maybe I did tell him every 90 seconds, but he did an imam.
He's like, screw you, Ben. I'm going imam.
That's very impressive.
Super impressive. I mean, think about that.
Think about it. It's 40 strict ring muscle ups.
I was just about to say that. 40 strict ring muscle ups, 80 wall facing handstand push ups. Strict.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's so many.
That's a lot of strict ring muscle ups.
And they look like they're slowing down, but they don't. Yeah, right. And like they're slowing down, but they don't look like he's going to fail any of them. They're just a little slower.
That looked like that was the first round that both the muscle ups and the handstand push ups even looked labored. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was the first round the handstand push-ups got a little sticky, and we're basically at the end.
Yeah, and I can kind of relate to it almost looking like easy until you fail it for like certain movements, where like if you're a dude that's got a tighter chest, like you almost have to, and like good pulling strength, you almost have to like the muscle-ups look easy until you fail them. Because you have to like pull with a decent amount of speed to almost like skip over the like this position right here from like here to here, and like that turnover is like really challenging. If you just like started someone there, it's again, if you have any like chest tightness or like not great shoulder extension, it makes it really tough.
Yeah. And then,
it's hard to argue with execution on a workout like this. I mean, he obviously has the capacity, but it's pretty cool when you're able to nail it the first time that you just fell out of the false grip. Well done, Sam.
Alrighty, folks, it's that time. Be sure to submit your scores to the leaderboard at zorfitness.com/TNG. You're more than welcome to share this and take it on with some friends. And best of luck on the workout.